said that the book of James was written by him.
雅各书是由他写的。
And then Simon Peter, the leader of the 12 disciples.
西门彼得是第二个人, 他是, 十二位使徒之首。
And also the apostle Paul, who is the apostle to the Gentiles.
再一个就是使徒保罗, 我们知道他是外邦人的使徒。
And all three of them, in different books that they write, they wrote in the Bible, use this term or this word, tender.
所以这三位作者在他们的分别的著作里面都用到同样的一个字，叫做温柔。
And we would like to see how they use this word to encourage and to instruct and to teach the different churches and congregations in their days.
我们就来研究一下这几位作者是怎么来 用这个温柔来鼓励、指教和栽培 他们的教会。
This passage is taken from the book of James.
我们看到的经文是雅各书上的。
And I'd like to read for you, and you can follow on the screen and understand what James was trying to say to the congregations, to the believers of his day.
我读的时候，你们同时也看，来想。 那使徒要告诉我们的信息是什么？
He said, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about a righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you.
你们个人要快快地听，慢慢地说，慢慢地动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的意，所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受所载重的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
And of course, all kinds of trouble because we or someone else is too slow to listen, and too quick to speak, and too quick to get angry.
我们的麻烦是我们常常听得很慢，说的却很快，那发怒的也很快。So
we would like to learn from this passage, the beginning of this passage, and we try to be slower, meaning that we want to carefully listen to somebody else, and then to speak slowly, and try not to become angry too soon.
我们现在先提一下，一会儿我们还会再讲，就是帮助我们学习，要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。And
here James used the word humble. He says, "You should humbly accept the word that is planted in you."
这里雅各特别说到，你要很谦卑的领受所载重的道。And
this humble is again translated into Chinese with 温柔的心。在中文译本里面翻译是叫温柔的心。 How to receive the word?
我们怎样领受真道呢？
And how to, so that after we receive the word, it would be growing in us.
当我们领受真道的时候，它怎样在我们里面生长呢？
The Lord used a parable to teach the multitude that was gathered together to listen to him on that day.
主就用了撒种的比喻来把这些真理教导我们。
He said that there are at least three reasons why a seed would not grow.
主的例子里面说，至少有三种原因，使得我们的心里面的种子长不出来。
One is when the seed is cast, it falls on by the roadside.
就是当一个种子被丢在路旁的时候。
Or when the seed landed on stony ground, or on thorny ground.
或者放在这个石头上面的时候，下面这个土下面的石有石头，或者有很多，或者是石头，或者是荆棘丛生的。
And you can look at the picture there. The packed soil would be hard, and the birds would come and eat up the seeds.
我们看这边上的图，第一个就是说，当这个土很紧的时候，那个种子下不去，就只能停在表面，结果被飞鸟来吃掉了。
And of course, a so-called stony ground is the soil is so thin that the seed cannot take root.
另外一个图讲的就是，石子地，因为下面都是石头，那个土很浅，所以这个土也长不起来。
And the Lord also further explained, saying that the thorns would choke on the seeds so that the seeds wouldn't grow.
主又讲到，当这个土边上有很多的荆棘长的时候，这荆棘就会跟这个种子来挤来竞争，使种子长不好。
And then, of course, there were some seeds that fall on good soil.
所以第四个图就是当种子掉在好土里面的时候的样子。
And when James was encouraging his listeners to receive the word that is planted in them, he was talking about a tender heart.
所以当雅各在说你们要领受神的道在心里的时候，他就把心比成一个土，你们要成为好土，以至于道可以在里面增长。
So a tender heart is good soil.
所以一个温柔的心是一个好土。
And good soil will enable the seeds to grow.
好土会使得种子能够长好。
And the Lord said, they will give 30 times, 60 times, or even 100 times of harvest.
主说在好土里面收成的时候可能是结实30倍、60倍甚至100倍。
And don't forget, when after sprouting, the seed has to continue growing.
大家请记住，当种子发芽的时候，种子还得继续生长。
And we need to continue to receive the word.
它需要继续领受真理的道，真理。
And it's not a one-shot deal.
并不是一下子就做好就完了。
We as Christians, as believers, we have to continually receive the truth, the word of God, so that we are nourished spiritually.
作为基督徒，作为信神的人，我们要继续领受真理的教导，这样我们才有营养继续增长。
So we should have a tender heart.
所以一个温柔的心很重要。
And we should always be ready.
我们要常常准备好。
The personal experience of James could be a counter example.
这里面雅各的个人经历其实是一个反面的教材。
Do you know why?
你们知道原因吗？
Because all the time when he was growing up in his family, in his home,
因为他在他小时候在家里面长大的时候，
he has known his brother, his bigger brother, Jesus.
他知道他的大哥哥耶稣，他一直生活在一起。
But he never believed in him.
他却从来不相信这个人就是 神。
He rejected him.
在这个意义上，他拒绝他。
Until Jesus was raised from the dead, and until after his the resurrection.
直到主耶稣被钉死，然后三天后复活之后，他才相信。
So in the Gospels, in the four Gospels, we learn very little about James.
在四本福音书里面讲到主的弟弟雅各方面很少。
He had a resistant heart.
他有一个拒绝的心。
He did not have a tender heart.
而不是一个温柔的心。
And because of that, he missed a lot of things.
因为这个缘故使他失去了好多祝福。
He missed a lot of blessings.
他失去了很多的祝福。
He knew that.
他知道。
And after the resurrection,
在主复活之后，
we don't know the details, but he did believe in the Lord Jesus.
虽然我们不知道细节，但是他真的就相信。
And he became the leader of the Jerusalem church.
他就变成了成为了耶路撒冷初代教会的领袖。
And that church is indeed the biggest and strongest among all churches at that time.
在那个时候，他所在的教会是最强大、最坚固的教会。
And the Jerusalem church is kind of a center of all the other churches.
耶路撒冷的教会是所有别的教会的中心。
Even though they did not have a so-called headquarters destination.
虽然教会里面没有讲没有总部这个概念。
But they stood out among the many different churches in different areas of the Roman Empire.
但是这个教会在当地罗马帝国的统治下面仍然是表现出来是一个最好的最强的教会。
And James was the leader of that church.
而雅各是这个教会的领袖。
The other James, the brother of John and the son of Zebedee,
另外一个雅各就是西比底的儿子和使徒约翰的兄弟
did not live very long.
这个使徒雅各他活得不长。
It's not that he was ill.
这原因不是因为他生病了。
Or any other reason.
或者别的缘故。
But for one single reason.
而是这么一个原因。
He was martyred. He was killed because he was a Christian.
他是殉道的。他是为他基督的信仰殉道的。
And traditionally, we know that he was probably the first martyr of the church.
在传统上面，一般认为他是殉教的使徒里面的第一位。
At least among the 12 apostles.
他是至少在十二位使徒里面，他是第一位殉道的。
Of course, Stephen, the deacon, may be the very first, of course.
当然，这个斯蒂凡就是那个执事斯蒂凡比他早一点要殉道。
So we can learn from James.
所以我们从雅各里面学到了一些。
Not that he did not practice what he preached.
并不是说他没有去照着他所教导的来行。
On the contrary, he taught in such a way because.He has learned it the hard way.
他这样教导，事实上是因为他自己从他的亲身经历里面，在不容易的里面学到的。
Because he did not have a tender heart.
因为他在这之前，他没有一个温柔的心。
He did not have a tender heart before the resurrection.
直到主耶稣复活之前，他的心并不是一个温柔的土。
Therefore, he was admonishing his listeners, his readers, to have a tender heart.
所以他这么在乎教导他的听者，他的读他的书的人，你们要有温柔的心。
and to humbly accept the word that's planted in them.
以至于你能够谦卑的把神的道当像种子一样栽到心里面来。
The second passage.
我们再看第二个经文。
Is to share the hope.
就是分享盼望。
To share the hope of salvation with somebody else.
把救恩来与某些人分享。
Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good?
如果你要行善，谁能害你呢？
But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed.
你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。
Do not fear the threats. Do not be frightened.
不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌。
But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord.
只要心里尊主基督为圣。
Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.
有人问你们心中盼望的缘由。就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
But do this with gentleness and respect.
这样用温柔然后敬畏的心来回答个人。
Gentleness.
温柔。
Again, it's an attitude of daily living.
这其实讲到我们每天生活的态度。
Is always be ready.
常常做好准备。
Always be ready to share.
常常做好准备来跟人分享。
To share the hope of our salvation.
分享我们救恩的盼望。
And when we do this, we respect the Lord, we respect people.
当我们做这件事情的时候，我们就敬畏神，我们也尊重人。
That's what Peter says.
这就是彼得所说的。
The Apostle Peter.
就是使徒彼得所说的。
He's a great Peter because he's always the leader of the twelve.
彼得之所以伟大，他在十二位使徒中，他一直是最伟大的。
He's a great apostle because when he was crucified,
这位使徒当他在他被钉十字架的时候。
He asked the Romans to turn the cross upside down.
他请求钉他的罗马钉兵把它倒过来。
Because he said, "My Lord was crucified upright."
他这样说，他说我的主在钉十字架的时候是站着，是站着的姿势。
And I don't deserve.To be crucified just like that.
那我不配跟我主一样的，一样的钉死。
So they turned the cross around to nail him and to kill him.
所以他们就把他头朝下，脚朝上，这样，然后钉在十字架上。
It's one of the greatest, apostle.
他是使徒里面。最伟大的。
He asks his people to share the hope that is in their hearts.
他一直要人在跟人分享他心中盼望的缘由。
And a tender heart is a channel of hope.
一个温柔的心是传递盼望的渠道。
Why?Did he say that?
那为什么我们这样说呢？
Because he also made mistakes.
因为彼得也犯过错误。
Just like James, he wasn't perfect.
就像雅各一样，他也不是一个完全的。
He has his personal failures.
他有他个人的失败。
The hope.That he was talking about, he actually received that from the Lord Jesus.
他所谈到的盼望，其实是他从主那里直接领受到的。
Three times, he did not acknowledge the Lord.
他有三次，他没有接受主。
He denied he ever knew the Lord.
他一直否认自己不认识啊、认识主。
Because that was a difficult time.
因为那个困难，那是一个困难的时候。
It was a horrible time.
这是可怕的时候。
The situation was so bad. If he ever gave any sign of knowing Jesus, he would also be arrested.
情况是这么的凶险。如果他只要流露一点点迹象，说他是主耶稣的人或者认识主，他可能就要被抓起来了。
So understandably, he was afraid of his personal safety.
所以不难理解，他这样害怕是因为他的个人的安全受到威胁。
However.It was already predicted by the Lord, saying that before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.
但是主耶稣基督已经告诉他，说在鸡叫两遍之前，你会三次不认识我，不认我。
The Gospel of Luke has this.Particular recording.
路加福音有详细的记载。
When Peter denied him the third time,
当彼得不认识第三次不认主的时候
，the Lord turned around.
主就回过头来
，and looked straight at Peter.
用眼睛直接来看彼得。
The looking straight at Peter, the word straight is, I appreciate that very much.
这里讲到，他看的时候用眼睛直直的看着耶稣。
Because this is not translated fully into the Chinese.
这个并没有完全的照着意思翻成中文。
In the Chinese, it's only to look at Peter.
中文只说、回过头来看看彼得。
And the Bible says, when the Lord looked at him, looked straight at him, he all of a sudden, he realized what he had done, and he went outside and wept bitterly.
英文圣经里面这样讲，当主看他，眼睛用眼睛直视的直直地看着他的时候，他突然就明白过来，然后就跑到外面去痛哭。
So the passage that we read, he said, "Do not fear their threats."
所以这里面这段经文，我们就说的就是啊、不要害怕。
Do not be frightened.
不要被恐吓掉。
That's it from his own experience.
他说这个话是从他个人的真实的经历的。
Because when he denied the Lord, he was frightened.
因为他在极度恐惧里面，他拒绝了承认主。
The reason, one of the reasons that he denied the Lord is because he feared their threats against him.
这个他拒绝认主的一个原因，就是因为他害怕这些人要伤害他。
He did not take the opportunity to witness for the Lord.
他本来是可以用这个机会来向这些人做见证。
He did not take the opportunity to share the hope that was in his heart with the multitude, the people of that particular occasion.
他失去了一个机会，就是可以向他周围的群众来分享他心中盼望的缘由。
So when we read this passage in 1 Peter,
所以当我们读到彼得前书这一段经文的时候
，we fully understand why he says that.
我们就比较理解，能够完全的理解他为什么这样做。
Because it was one of his failures.
因为这是由于他其中的这样的失败。
And I'm sure when the Lord looked straight at him,
而当 主眼睛直直地看着他的时候
，It gave him hope.
主就把希望放在他里面。
Or at least that particular time, the Lord conveyed some compassion at him.
在这个时候，至少在他的眼神里面，神也把他的爱和理解传递给他了。
With a tender heart.
传到他的温柔的心。心里面就是主用他的温柔心传给他。
The Lord has a tender heart.
主自己所有的就是温柔的心。
And that tender heart make Peter realize what he has done.
主自己的温柔的心能够感动彼得，让他明白自己所做的。
And to enable him to write this passage later to say that.You do this, meaning sharing the hope with gentleness and respect.
以至于彼得在这之后可以写出一本书来，并且鼓励人在用温柔的心把所信的道、所信的福音的盼望来传扬出来。
So after we receive the word,
在领受了真道之后
，we share our hope.
我们就要分享我们的盼望。
So after we are saved, we become evangelists. We will become witnesses for the Lord.
所以，当我们基督徒得救的时候，我们就会出去传福音，然后为主做见证。
And that is a natural. It's a natural consequence.
这是一个很自然的一个次序。
And Peter fully understand that.
彼得完全理解这些。
We come to the third passage from Paul.
我们现在来读第三段经文，是关于保罗的。
The Apostle Paul had these few lines, these few sentences to say in the book of Galatians.
使徒保罗在加拉太书里面说这几句话。
As brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently.
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
Gently.
温柔的心。
But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ.
又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们个人的重担要互相担当。
Take care of.
如此就完全了基督的律法。
Take care of the fellow believers.
要关心我们的。信徒
to help each other,
互相帮助
to support each other,
互相支持
that's the third step,
这是接下来的一步
the third spiritual great person also used the word tender, 温柔
这第三位属灵的伟人在这里也用到了这个字温柔
even though NIV translated asGentle, gently.
这个 NIV 把它翻译成为轻轻的，但其实是应该翻成温柔更准。
Spiritual counsel is not easy.
属灵的规劝并不容易。
To get back, to restore a person who has committed an error or sin is not easy.
如果有人犯了错、犯了罪，要把他挽回来，是不是一件容易的事情？
To carry one another's burdens is not easy.
彼此担当我们的重担，也不是一件容易的事情。
To be able to watch ourselves is not easy.
个人要警醒自己的言行，也不是一件容易的事情。
None of this that the Apostle Paul was talking about is easy for us to do.
使徒保罗所说的几件事情，没有一件事情是我们容易做到的。
We are talking about spiritual empathy here.
我们这里说到属灵的灵里面的同理心。
We have to step into another person's shoes in order to realize, to learn about that person.
我们得要站在那个人的立场上，然后来理解他的光景。
I know exactly how you feel.
我现在知道你到底在感觉什么。
I'm referring to that picture there.
我在这里讲这个
that one
图。
I'm being shot with an arrow.
我被箭射中了，我也被箭射中了。
So are you. So
yes.
I know exactly how you feel.
所以我现在很知道你的感受。
The ability to step into the shoes of another person, aiming to understand their feelings and perspectives, and to use that understanding to help them spiritually.
所以设身处地的为对方着想，然后试图了解他的感受，借以提供灵里面的帮助协助。
That's what tendership is.
这就是这就是光顾迷羊的意思。
And the other figure there, it says, see their world.
See the world. 第二个图里面讲到，就是来看从他们眼睛来看世界。
Appreciate them as human beings.
然后把他们当作为人来接纳。
And do not judge them.
而不是要来用言语来
Understand their feelings.
理解他们的感受。
And then communicate that understanding.
然后与他们交通理解。
And those are the four elements of empathy.
这就是同理心的四个元素。
It's never easy.
从来不是一件容易的事情。
Because when we get into that, it's very easy for us to sympathize and even to identify with them. Identify with the wrongdoing.
如果我们做到这四点，我们就比较容易生出同理心，然后与他们认同。
What I'm saying is, when we do too much of that, we tend to make what was wrong to become right.
但是我们要谨慎，如果我们做得太过头的话，我们会让对方知道他做错的就好像对的一样。
Because there are so many reasons for doing wrong.
因为我们做错事情总有很多理由。
We sympathize with them to a degree.That we forget the just measurement.
我们会同情人，同情到一个地步，以至于我们就忘记了这个真理的准绳。
However, when we come back, we know that yeah, with somebody who has gone astray, we need to be to have a compassionate and to know exactly how the person is in that particular situation and also we want to restore them to the Lord.
但是我们若想要真正的挽回一个弟兄的时候，我们要真实的理解他，理解他的光景，然后才有可能把他拉回来。
In summary, we said that a tender heart is to accept the planted word, to share the Christian hope, and also to tend our fellow believers.
所以用一句话总结，就是温柔的心讲到三个部分，一个就是领受真理的道在心里面，然后分享基督徒的盼望，然后也彼此照顾，看顾我们周围的迷羊。
And even though we use different words to describe that particular heart,
我们这里用了一些不同的字眼来描述温柔的心
，like gentle and humble。
就像温柔，像谦卑。
Like, we'll read a golden verse that uses the word meek.
用谦和。
I know it's very tough to translate because all English words that I'm using can be translated into the same word, 温柔。
这里的字比较难翻译，因为好几个不同的英文字都是一个中文字。
Blessed are the meek.
温柔的人有福了。
For they will inherit the earth.
因为他们必承受地土。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will you'll find rest for your souls.
因为我的心里面柔和谦卑，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
That's not what I say.
这不是我说的。
It's the saying of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们主耶稣基督说的。
To be meek.
要温柔。
To be gentle and to be humble. And that should be all in our heart.
要谦和，要谦卑，这就是我们心里面。
I wonder if we can read together this golden verse.
我们可不可以一起来把金句念一遍
？We'll read English first, and then the Chinese.
一起念英文，然后再一起念中文。
And you use this to conclude our sermon this morning.
我们就这样来结束我们今天早晨的讲道。
Blessed are the meek.For they will inherit the earth. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, and chapter 11, verse 29.
好，我们再用英中文读一遍，预备来。
温柔的人有
福了，
因
为
他
们
必
承
受
地
土。
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里必得享安息。
马太
福
音
五章五节和十一章二十九节。
Shall we pray?
好，我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for this morning.
请父，我们为今天早晨感谢赞美你。
We have this opportunity.To come here to worship you.
让我们有机会到你面前来敬拜你。
Father, when a person's speech has to stop.
父啊，作为人，我们的讲道会结束。
But your word in our hearts will continue to remind us and to teach us and instruct us.
但你的话在我们心里面。会一直在教导我们，在指教我们。
We pray that we have a tender heart.
我祷告我们有温柔的心。
We pray that we will be gentle and humble.
我祷告我们有温柔有谦卑在我们心里面。
So that we can share the salvation with other people.
这样我们就可以把我们的救恩跟人分享。
So that we can continue to grow spiritually.
以至于我们可以在灵里面继续成长。
So that we will understand and try to restore someone who has failed.
这样，当有人软弱跌倒的时候，我们 可以理解它，并且把它挽回来。
We ask for your strength.
我们祈求你的力量。
We ask for the power that is within us.
和从你来的能力就在住在我们里面。
So that we can act on this.
以至于我们可以行出来。
So that we can carry out your commandments.
以至于我们可以行出你的命令。
Because we cannot rely on ourselves.
因为我们自己我们没法靠。
We can only rely on you.
我们只能依靠你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God I did not have to use this.
谢谢，我这次不没有咳嗽，也不需要咳嗽。
I was amazed about instruction that Pastor Xu taught earlier. Introduction. I'm sorry.
肖牧师的这一段信息使我真的很很惊讶。
The beginning introduction, he said that he's kind of coughing.
他一开始说他会咳嗽。
And I would start coughing like on Monday.Tuesday, and by no reason, stop coughing.
其实我从上个星期一和二
no runny nose,
就开始咳嗽，不知道怎么原因。没有流鼻涕，也没流眼泪。
Not out of cold,
也不是着凉了。
Not out of allergy,
也不是过敏。
So what is that?
到底是什么呢？
I guess maybe just for this morning that will.Have empathy with Pastor Xiao.
我想原因大概就是因为了今天早晨我对肖牧师可以有同理心。
So if I cough, please forgive me.
所以如果我咳嗽的话，请原谅我。
Yeah, I was so touched by the message that Pastor Xiao just shared.
我被肖牧师的信息深深感动。
Many the great apostles, the great person in the history.
在历史上有很多的伟大的。使徒和人物
Many of them just failed.
但是很多人都失败了。
That James failed because he didn't know the truth.
雅各失败了，因为他当时不知道真理。
He didn't know Jesus is the Lord.
他不知道主耶稣基督就是神。
And Paul was such a harsh person, it's hard to get along with.
保罗是一个非常严厉的，很难相处的人。
But he taught us to restore brothers when they get lost.
但是他说，当有弟兄沉沦的时候，要把他救回来，用温柔的心把他挽回。
So it gives us hope that even though we fail, but we will get restored, because all the great persons they get restored.
这样他给了我们盼望，因为这些伟人他们也失败，也可以被挽回。
In God, there's always hope.
在神里面，我们总有盼望。
Can we say amen about that?
我们可以说阿门吗？
We always get a chance to get restored because we are in the Lord.
我们在主里面，我们总有机会被恢复。
So let's sing this song to echo the message we just heard.
让我们来一起唱这首诗歌来回应这段信息。
Love overflows.